This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey guys, check out this meatball
machine.
You are a meatball machine.
Hey, meatball machine.
Ah, you know what that music means. That means we have asked you to tell us some things and get some things off your chest. It is the meatball machine. I think this is the first one we've done with the Cubs, right?
I think it is.
Okay.
I think this might be the first one. And it was built on the question we had after watching the first two games of the season against the Dodgers, who might go 162-0.
I mean, they're on pace.
They might go 162-0. And the question is, what do you want to see or what do you need to see out of the Cubs over their next five games before they open against the Diamondbacks in Arizona? For real.
Yeah.
For real.
And we said there are things we need to see. I need to see Seiya Suzuki not looking like he's lost at the plate. I need to see
when the bases are loaded.
I need to see Craig Counsell adjust his lineup to reflect good hitters batting closer to the top of said batting order.
I like seeing Dansby Swanson look like his old self a bit.
Yes, yes. I need to see Justin Steele and Shota Imanaga and the rest of the starting rotation.
Hey, Chicago, it's Dansby Swanson.
Looking good.
Is it that one or is it the other one?
No, that's it. I think
that's the one.
I think we're desensitizing ourselves to it.
No,
it's just not as good.
It's Dansby Swanson.
Dansby Swanson.
Dansby.
The Lawrence head shake while he says
with
Dansby.
With the imaginary jaws.
When I covered news, when I was a news reporter in East Texas, there was a judge that was very hellfire and brimstone, and he did like purposefully shake his head while he talked with a bass voice. It was incredible. He could really sentence people.
I used to wonder why people couldn't just either be hellfire or brimstone. Why's it got to be both?
You know? I think some people may be one or the other.
Okay. Well, listen, back to this meatball machine. We asked you, what do you need to see? What do you want to see from the Cubs between now and the start of the regular season? And you responded in kind. Let's take a whirl around that machine that does the meatball thing.
Hey, meatball machine.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Cubs baseball.
Losing machine.
Oh, no.
The 2025 Chicago Cub bats have secretly been replaced by the 2024 Chicago Cubs bats.
Oh,
Bears.
not Bears.
Bears.
Hey, talking about the Cubs in those two games, I agree. It's just two games. We shouldn't panic. It's just the way they lost the games. It was very typical of last year and even the year before that, really. They took a few walks, great. But the clutch pitching, nope. Clutch hitting, nope. Pretty much the same stuff, if you ask me.
The complacency.
My wish is that the Cubs would lose the next 160 games, making them 0-162. And if they get shut out in all of those games, that would be a bonus. Thank you.
So polite.
Thank you.
Losing machine.
Oh, my goodness.
So many losing machines.
Hey, Meatball Machine. Just cooking up some breakfast right now. The Cubs. Let's see. The Cubs. What do I think? I would love for Ricketts to look me in the eye and explain to me why trading away Yu Darvish was the right move and not at all a complete money move. And explain to me why people should pay the marquee sports subscription just to watch a dying sport. God, I don't know. I was going to try to answer the question seriously, but it's baseball. I haven't watched him, well, since Yu Darvish was traded. I don't know if you can tell I'm bitter about that. And I just can't afford to pay it, so I'm sorry. It's not a real answer.
Man, that's tough.
I love the coming to the conclusion there.
Hello there!
Sorry about that.
Wait, that was the entire call?
Yeah, that was it. That was the last one.
So he sounds like he just got done disposing of some meatballs and, you know, had a little regurgitation, if you will. All right, we appreciate you guys giving the meatball machine a spin. We're going to revisit that from time to time. We want to get your feedback, your opinions. And
hello there.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
I understand.
That really was it, and then they hung up.
That was it.
Those first two games have
brilliant.
A lot of people feeling a little Cubs indigestion, if you will, because that was not soothing to their stomach. They need some Pepto-Bismol to go with that, you know? That's where we are right now. 0-2, but it's not that you're 0-2. The beautiful thing about baseball is, because they play pretty much every day, you lose a game, who cares? We got another game tomorrow. No, you're 0-2, and now you got to wait a week to see your team again. Eight
losing
days in
machine.
Total. Yeah, so
I think the question that we really need to ask is, was that belch better than Baldy's belch last week on the morning show?
Let's
I didn't hear
play
Baldy's
him.
Belch.
Let's play him back to back.
Let's hear him.
Well, I mean, Ryan Poles is the one that has to write the check. So, you know, he has to justify it himself, you know, the team.
Yeah.
So, you know, that ultimately he wrote the check. And so that's a factor. Now, as a fan or, you know, as an analyst or whatever, you know, we're trying to look closer too, because it does mean a lot getting the guy to the ground and getting the numbers. It doesn't always transfer. Like, there's a lot of guys that get a lot of pressures.
Okay,
that was Baldy.
All right,
that was that was a full-fledged bodily function there.
This next one, this is Sean in Crystal Lake.
Hello there.
Sorry about that.
Okay, Sean sounds a little more Homer Simpson-ish, correct?
Yeah, definitely. And he had that thing stored up and was ready to go with it. Brian
yeah, that felt intentional.
I think Brian Baldinger's was more like, oh, I guess this is happening. I guess I can't stop it from happening, so let's just hopefully it's silent, but it wasn't silent.
Yeah, because you heard him.
He tried to swallow the
belt. He cleared his throat at one point.
Yeah.
But
he tried to swallow that burp, belch, whatever you want to call it, and he just couldn't quite get it down. Couldn't keep it down. But that's probably the way a lot of Cubs fans are feeling about the way this season has started. Like, I would like to keep this down, but nah, it's erupting. Now, if only their offense would erupt runs.
That's it. It's the no home runs. It's the two doubles and six singles. One of those doubles was, I don't know, it counted, but it was pretty much toward the end.
I mean, to be fair, you're talking about the Kyle Tucker double, right?
Yeah.
That set up Matt Shaw with a chance to tie the game on one swing. How
a chance.
Do you get... Well, you, hey.
How often do you get a chance against the Dodgers? The third inning when Roky Sasaki loaded the bases and they had two more at-bats with the heart of their lineup up and nobody wanted to do anything. One of those guys gets a pass. The other one does not.
I was going to finish my question. How often do you get a chance to tie a game in the ninth inning in which you have been woeful on offense for the previous two games? You know, so they had a chance at least to tie. Because if he doesn't get that double, maybe they don't have a chance.
Sox baseball, and even they had a lot of chances.
Don't do that.
Even they had a lot of chances.
Don't make this about the Sox.
The Sox, there was a stretch where the Sox hit some home runs.
I'm just sad. That actually makes we had a texter 847. How many White Sox fans on the Cubs meatball machine? Do you feel like any of those were White Sox fans trolling? I don't know.
I don't think so. But yeah. Studs, you were the one who heard everything.
They all felt pretty genuine.
Okay.
Yeah, because it was very similar Cubs discussion related things. Like it's also, if there were White Sox fans trolling the Cubs on the meatball machine, who can blame them right now?
Don't worry. My goal is the White Sox sweep the Angels and we open up that meatball machine to White Sox fans and say, "How do you feel?" That's a goal. It could the Angels are not good. Okay, y'all are both looking at me kind of dismissing me, but the Angels aren't good. Is it out of the realm of possibility that the White Sox get a sweep to start the season, regardless of how the season goes?
The Angels have a collection of players who are good at times and then a perennial all-star who's not always healthy. Like, that's the issue when it comes to the Angels. The Angels are a massive collection of the NBA on TNT who you play for.
You could argue the White Sox are a group from that same cut from that same cloth. Who he play for?
It harkens back to the segment we did where we put everybody in categories, like actual contenders and playoffs for real and into
categories. Is that a game show on the afternoon show?
Why, yes, it is.
Yes.
But like, who's starting for the Angels on opening day?
I don't know, and I probably won't know until we're at Wings and Rings. That's when I will figure out who's starting for the Angels on opening day.
Kyle Hendricks is on the team.
Is he starting opening day?
It might be Kikuchi.
Okay.
You say?
Maybe. I forgot Kyle Hendricks was on the Angels. Okay.
That's my point. It's such a random collection of people.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
So, no, but we appreciate those of you who participated in the meatball machine.
We don't know who's starting opening day for the Cubs. Like, that's a big discussion this week. Are you going to start your rotation over? Or are you going to let some other guys start before Shota and still get the ball again?
Start over. Put your best, whoever you feel like your best three pitchers are, start them in the correct order against the Diamondbacks.
It is Kikuchi for...
They've already announced it?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's no way around that name.
They put that on February 20th. Oh, it was like the start of camp.
That Kikuchi was going to be the opening day starter?
Yeah, there's a tweet by the Angels on February 20th that Kikuchi is opening day starter.
Against Sean Burke.
They'd had pitchers and catchers in camp for like a week at that point, right? So not the start, but the startish start. So for the White Sox and the Cubs, the goals are different. The Cubs' goal is to win the World Series. The White Sox goal is to get way better than they were last year.
I think the Cubs' goal is to make the playoffs.
I think if you ask the players in that clubhouse, their goal is to, I mean.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it from a front office standpoint.
Front office. Well, yeah, Jed Hoyer's trying to save his job, so yes. That the first step is to get a day two.
I don't know that he's necessarily trying to save his job. I think he's just doing what he thinks are the best decisions for the team in this year he has left.
So he doesn't want to be the in charge of the
Cubs anymore?
Do
you think that he's in a position where he's trying to save his job or that his contract just happens to be up the year before the CBA is done?
I think he's trying to save his job. I think he's in an awkward situation where he's both trying to save his job and get the Cubs to the playoffs, and I think the two are aligned.
Like, trying to save your job would have been trading all of your prospects. You know, that would have been...
I feel like he tried to trade a lot of them. He he's not done. I would be shocked if they're done trading. That means something's going horribly wrong. Because if you're trying to make the playoffs and you're in position to make the playoffs towards the deadline, you will try to make your team stronger.
I mean, Cam Smith, there are a couple where I worry that they're going to haunt us for a while.
Kyle Tucker.
That's what I'm saying. Like, Cam Smith for Kyle Tucker when the Astros are already so positive about him.
Kyle Tucker. I'll just say... Like, without Kyle Tucker, what would you think of this Cubs team? Not much.
Totally different situation.
Yeah, so they had to make those trades. And I think they will still trade for a frontline starter if one becomes available. And they'll trade prospects for that, too. Because, again, prospects have to have room to grow, a.k.a. reach the major league level. There's a lot of stoppage at the major league level right now with guys under contracts, unless you're going to move them, unless you're going to trade a Nico Horner. You're going to trade some of these guys. There's nowhere for the prospects to go. You don't want to just waste good years.
You also have something in baseball that I like to talk about with tradable prospects, where they never actually make the big league level because their value is so high, at least on your club, as prospects. And then those are usually traded away for bigger names that are at the big league level.
Yeah, it's all relative, right? Like who you have in your farm system. And that's why you almost get punished to a sense if you don't know what you're doing and if you don't have the need for more guys. If you have several top flight prospects who have reached the AAA level, now it's like, well, we either got to pay these guys or we got to move them. And other teams now who are looking at your prospects are like, oh, yeah, we want your second and third best prospect, which are more major league ready than in a lot of organizations where those prospects would be maybe at the low, high, or double-A level.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I think that's a factor. But I just – for Jed Hoyer, I think he's trying to make the playoffs and keep his job. I think those are two very much aligned things.
Oh, yeah, I think trying to keep the job is a different connotation of urgency than trying to save the job. Like, one is urgency and one is desperation.
Wait, keep the job versus save the job?
Yeah. That's just me.
I find them to be synonymous.
Okay. Yeah, that's why I clarified.
Yes, my bad. Yeah, if that's the way you want to look at it. But yeah, Jed Hoyer's got time. Not a lot of time, but I heard that a year is a lifetime. He's got a whole season to figure it out. Well, a season minus 2 games.
I think that guy did keep his job already in advance.
Did he keep it or save it?
A year is a lifetime.
Did he keep it or save it, Ryan Poles?
I mean, it depends on when you're asking. If it's November of last year, save?
When he fired Matt Eberflus? Well, when they fired Matt Eberflus? Because there was somebody in the room saying, don't fire Matt Eberflus right now.
Which I'm pretty sure it was George McCaskey.
I'm 99% sure.
Speaking on behalf of the family.
On behalf of the... We don't do that. Sometimes drastic measures need to be taken.
I need to look into...
long overdue!
I need to look into the Jamer Candelario... trade that the Cubs had a couple years ago and see how those guys are doing.
847 with a good comment here. Do you mean trying to keep or save your job versus doing your job?
Yeah, there's that too. 217, very funny.
Yeah,
the putt on the Angels starter's name. I don't know how you get around that. I just don't.
All right. So we're going to take a break and try to switch things up to this gambling thing because I heard it's popular to put money on contests.
If only there was a weekend where you could have a lot of games that you might have some interest in.
Joe Ostrowski is going to join us next to talk about all things gambling in this weekend. That's coming up on Bernstein and Harris with Layla Rahimi on 670 The Score.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.